Well, we know there's a few consortiums up there in Queensland, and Queensland really pushing hard for another NRL team. But coming out of New Zealand, it does make sense. Let's hear from the spokesperson, Robert Coney. G'day, Robert.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Terry.
Mate, good to chat. Where are you at with all this?
Mate, we wanted to go public with what we were doing. Obviously, we need to speak to the NRL. We need to just wait for the NRL in terms of setting the guidelines as to what they want to do with expansion. As you know, they're looking to assess expansion over the next few months. So we're ready to go.
All right. I think it's something like, would it be 17% of NRL players actually come from New Zealand, Robert? So it's a fair... you're going to have to try and stop the flood, stop the get down there to the airport and stop them all leaving.
Yeah, you're right, Terry. David Middleton, you know, the well-known rugby league historian, he says it's over 17% of the NRL is made up of Kiwi boys. So, you know, there's a huge amount of talent over there. And we believe that with two teams, that will even grow because there'll be an extra elite pathway. And as you know, a lot of the kids over there at school play both. So this will give them another avenue and it'll just generate even more interest for rugby league over there. It'll help all the clubs over here as well with the increased talent that will come out.
And, mate, on the back of New Zealand's Four Nations triumph, I'm sure rugby league is a little bigger now than it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it is. And even this story coming out on the weekend, you know, the interest over there in response has been incredible. With all the media outlets, papers, radio, it's. But you know, I probably go back even further, Michael, to the World Cup when the Kiwis won a few years ago, and I think it's just been snowballing ever since.
What about obviously rugby union is a religion over there in New Zealand, Robert? What about the foothold that rugby league has in Wellington? You've got the stadium. There's no doubt about that. You've just got to get, what's the junior competition like? What are the numbers like in Wellington?
Yeah, look, it's we're in talks with Wellington. More than likely, we're going to be based there. We've got some good offers from Wellington and Rotorua, and we're in good discussions with these regions, plus the South Island. And Wellington Rugby League, the junior league, is very strong. Christchurch Rugby League in the Canterbury district and the South Island, very strong. They apart from Auckland, they're the two strongest regions in New Zealand. And in fact, you'd know, Terry, that early in the year there was comment that there were two bids running out of New Zealand. One was our group, and the other was run by the general manager, Jason Hempson, of Wellington Rugby League. Well, we've now joined, so we've now combined to make one bid.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, and we just think it's a great move and it gives us a great opportunity to get the team.
Robert, has there been any contact with the NRL?
Michael, early in the year we did meet the NRL just as a preliminary meeting just to let them know that what we were doing. You know, obviously at that point they could not commit to us or to any franchise and they've been very transparent in that regard. But they're very positive that people are interested in trying to grow the game and get teams up and going.
I guess, like all these sorts of things, why do you want to do it, Robert? I mean, it can't be a massive money-making experience, I would imagine.
No, the group, look, I'll tell you, there's a couple of us involved. I'm the spokesperson at this point. And look, it's just simply this. There's people that love the game and... love New Zealand and they've had a lot of connection with the country over the years, whether it be being born there or business or other personal reasons. So we really love the game and we see a great opportunity where we've got one country, 4.5 million people with only one club. And though the Warriors, they've done a good job over the years, especially in their under-20s. And we really believe there's a big opening there for another club.
Robert, I guess finally from me, what sort of time frame are we looking at? Because you've got to keep pouring money into this, building this franchise. It's going to take a lot of time to get it up and running, say, for 2017. What do you want to hear back from the National Rugby League and when do you want to hear back from them?
Well, we do know that they've announced that they're going to look at expansion and assess it over the next few months. So hopefully, you know, mid next year, hopefully we'll get some indication as to which direction they want to go. And on that basis, it could be a, you know, kick off in 2018, but we'd even be prepared to go a bit earlier than that.
Robert, we wish you well with it, mate. It makes sense to us back here. And as I said in the introduction, I think Queensland are looking for an extra club as well. But we wish you well.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Terry.
Good stuff. Robert McConey there. And it does make sense. I mean, I can see that the game would be flourishing over there. They played very well, didn't they, as a New Zealand team?
Yeah, lots of big decisions to happen in the world of rugby league sites. I know things are going along quite smoothly at the moment, but I think expansion definitely should be on the books, looking to grow the game. In saying all that, the season's too long as it stands now, so
well,
it's got to be
problem.
Cut down. So
that's the problem.
I still believe, and I'd love to hear some vision about maybe a conference system that would come up where you're playing in conferences and they all come together and then you have the final system. But there's lots of things that can happen. I'm just wondering whether anything is happening.